Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's tough because as a player, I want to tell you to go to the field and go home and be with your family and don't do anything else. But when everyone else in the country is out going to restaurants and doing whatever, it's tough to tell players you can't live, you know, a quote unquote normal life. But the fact of the matter is that in our profession, we're around each other, we're breathing on each other, we're sweating on each other. You know, I don't care how many safety measures are put in place. As a catcher, I'm going to have an umpire right behind me and I'm going to have a hitter in the box. You know, that's not 6 feet apart from each other. So, you know, being able to have a trust in each other. The pitcher is throwing the ball. If he's been out the night before doing something and catch something, next thing you know, you've got your entire infield that is fielding ground balls off the bat and they're touching the same thing the pitcher's been touching. So it's just there's so many unknowns. I think that the biggest thing is preaching to each other to control what you can control. And that's, you know, being smart and taking care of, stuff off the field as best as you can.
60-game season, it's more of a sprint than a marathon. I think that, though, the setup of the year kind of puts us in a good spot. We get off to a hot start. We have a very talented team. If guys get hot and we're playing well, then that could put us right over the edge, get us into the playoff picture right where we want to be. That was pretty much the goal anyways, if we had a regular length season, but we have the talent. It's just a matter of us coming together and, especially with a shorter year, taking every single game we play seriously and committing to excellence. I think that we have a very good chance.
Really like the perspective there of the White Sox battery of James McCann and Lucas Giolito. McCann talking about the new reality of baseball in 2020. It's not just about being good on the field. It's about being good off the field in terms of diligence and being safe and being smart away from the ballpark to make sure that you can actually play games. And when you do, as Lucas Giolito said, it's go time right from the get-go. This is a sprint to the finish, a playoff to get to the postseason, if you will, a season unlike any other. Zach Zaidman with you on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I'm here until 5 o'clock. We'll talk Bears at 4, but now joining us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, is a man that I have not had an opportunity to talk to in a long time, but always enjoy his insight. I'm talking about the White Sox, Bill Melton. You see him on TV before every game and after every game, and he breaks it all down for you. And Bill, I hope you're doing safe, you're well, and it is a pleasure to get to talk to you again. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, Zach, I picked a hell of a time to retire, because usually you retire to relax and do things. I didn't retire to be stuck in a house, but like everybody else, you know, the mask in the house, not so much in Scottsdale, Arizona, but there's, you know, the mask is always on and stuff like that. You can't just get up and get in your car and go do something. You have to wonder if the malls are open yet. So anyway, it's been I can't say much from my retirement.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you miss it, but I think everyone can relate to how you're feeling. I think we all miss it.
Well, what I miss is I was going to come into Chicago two or three times this year for maybe a week at a time and fill in for Ozzy or Frank when they want time off. And, you know, we always fill in with a guy every time. And That's blown. So I thought I was going to be somewhat busy this summer. It's all gone.
Yeah, it's tough. I wonder, and I guess I'm gonna lean on the former player in you.
Yeah.
Can you relate to what these players are going to have to deal with. Forget about the actual baseball, but everything just to be able to play baseball this year.
Very difficult. It's a mind game. It's you know, they're going to have to just forget about everything around them. I'm not 60 games. Boy, you stop and think, is that enough to crown a champion? But if they go in with that attitude, I think they'll be okay. I think a lot of them, we got a young team. A lot of them are probably staying in shape the whole time that this was going on. So other than facing batters and then fielding balls in a game action, I've never played in front of zero fans in the stands. So that's right. Tough for any player. I saw it one time in Baltimore. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, where they played in front of the stadium was closed. Nobody.
Yeah.
And it was rough. Now, can they get used to that? Yeah, they can. Competition in your mind, you'll center on one thing, and that's to beat the team you're playing against, because they're going against the same thing. They're mentally trying to figure this out also. But with a young club, a good pitching staff now, some good veterans, and I think the White Sox are going to have a terrific run. But I don't know what to say about 60 games, you know?
Yeah, it's not ideal, obviously. And we're talking White Sox with Bill Melton here on The Score. But it's the reality of what we're dealing with this year. And I think everyone understands that, and this is across the sporting landscape. It's not just relegated to baseball. I think people understand that everything about this year is different. And if you can get just a few hours of entertainment, and that's really the goal here, is embrace it, because they're still going to, if they can get through the season from a health standpoint, they're going to crown a champion. And if you have a good team, and the White Sox do, might as well take advantage of everything that's out there.
Well, you will. There'll always be an asterisk behind it. I think what's good about playing 50 or 60 games, I don't care if you're playing in front of nobody. A lot of times you do that in spring training and stuff, and they're used to it. But what you're really getting ready for is next year. That's what I'm saying. Well, we got a lot of guys coming back from some arm problems or throwing the ball really well. You know, if they only get 8 starts or maybe 10 starts, that's great for their growth for next year. So if you go mentally as a player into a game knowing that everything you're doing in 50 or 60 games, forget the fan base and all that, you're getting ready to be an everyday starter, some of those guys, on a major league team. So pitching is very important, because our everyday lineup is going to be good and score runs. But it's good to have these young arms at least get a few games under their belt against competition, you know, stronger than spring training. And I think your growth, it'll be a growth year for the White Sox, and they have a good ball club.
Bill, who stands out for you in terms of a player on the precipice of taking that next step on the White Sox?
I think this guy Dunning, I read a lot about him. There's so many guys that are taking the next step. I'm anxious to see Roberts or Robert, whatever they want to call him. You know, there's a guy that I've never seen play. The problem was we lost most of spring training, so I never had a chance to see any of these guys. So, you know, guys that I saw play last year, it's been so long now, I'd have to wait and see what kind of – and read about what their growth is. There's a lot of young guys that are still growing. Nobody's – you know, Giolito right now has touched on something that took him a couple of years to find. That's great. Let's hope he has it, and I think he will, because he's a smart individual. Kopech, there's a guy we're all anxious to see. He throws 100 miles an hour. You got Dylan Cease. You're anxious to see if he can find the strike zone a lot better. And then you got the veterans out there that the White Sox picked up, or Rick Hahn did, and Trays did a whale of a job, the best job I think of any general manager in baseball, of putting together that part of it, and then also the offensive part of it. With a veteran catcher now behind the plate, that's always important, throwing guys out and stuff. So to me, it's disappointing, because they've laid out a good roadmap, and the roadmap doesn't have that many turns and glitches. It's a good roadmap, you know what I'm saying? And I think this is a growth for all these young players. Madrigal at second base. He could have probably made it out of spring training, maybe, or went away for a month and then came up. That would hurt a guy like that more than anything. But I think the guys that are there, you know, they concentrate on one thing. hitting a ball or throwing a ball and winning a game. You can never take that away from a major league ball player. They're just too competitive.
Talking White Sox with Bill Melton on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You know, during a traditional 162-game season that gets underway in late March, early April, usually the pitchers have a major advantage because the weather, especially in these parts, is not that great.
Midwest.
Who has the advantage now? When the season, if it gets underway on time, it'll be late July. You know, the weather's great here in Chicago when that happens. Who has the advantage in that situation?
Well, talk about advantage team-wise. I think the White Sox are a much improved team, so they're more competitive in the Central Division, but there's also teams that have won over there. I don't know where the Indians have got a pretty young, good young staff. I think you have to
Bill, I meant more from hitters or pitchers from the get-go, because, you know, usually it takes hitters time to get going when the season starts in cold weather.
I would say because hitters need timing to catch up, it'll be the pitcher's advantage. There's a lot of strong young arms all through the American League, and I just think pitchers will be coming out of spring training. Let's call this coming out of spring training. We'll always have the advantage over the hitters, because timing is kind of an art. So you need to face competition or good pitching. It takes a little longer to get your timing than to throw a strike. That's just me as a hitter.
And is there, and you mentioned it earlier, because on paper, it looks as though the White Sox are building something very special, and this appears to be the year where they can take that next step. But when you're watching a team as it's formed in real time on the field, what are the things that you look for to know that this team is going from a team that has talent to being able to win the kinds of games you need to win in order to put yourself in the mix for a playoff spot?
Okay, what they've done is they've improved the most important part of baseball is the bullpen. The second most important part of baseball is your starting five. You got to have at least three guys that are fairly dominant, and I think the White Sox have that. And then if you get the other two guys chipping in, that's a plus. But three really good starters and a good bullpen, that's where the Sox stand. I haven't read anything about the other teams and what they've done, but the White Sox are in a position where they have five good young starters. But most importantly, they got a refined bullpen, a couple of veterans down there. Herrera's not going to have the year he had last year. So if you look at all that, I would say White Sox advantage, because I haven't seen the other teams' rosters, but I've seen some of their staffs, and I think the White Sox are right there, and that is the most important thing in a baseball season, starters and bullpen.
Our final few moments here with Bill Melton as we talk White Sox. Go back to when you were a player, and you know the restrictions that are being placed on the players today in order to stay safe and the protocols that are in place from this virus. What would be most difficult for you as a player to adjust to this new normal?
Well, I think most of them a lot of guys are from California and states where they've had this, this quarantine or whatever. In place for quite a while. This is not something that happened last week. It happened in spring training and before the end of spring training. So they've had months to adjust, and their adjustments are they wear a mask all the time. They go into restaurants with a mask. They know how to be 6 feet apart. I think what they'll do is they just got to understand that the clubhouse will be as safe as it can possibly be. Those guys know what it's like to have distance. They won't have distance among themselves. They'll probably take the temperature of those guys quite a bit, which is first indication of, waiting. We're kind of waiting for that to come up with some kind of a remedy for this. How can you kill this virus? But that thing, I think those guys are all from states, warmer states, Florida and stuff, California. I think they understand what the rules are, so you don't have to teach them anything. You know what I mean? The ball club will have things stipulated in the clubhouse, and the players know how to stay. They trust their players. So you don't sit on a bench with a mask. You don't worry about high-fiving your teammate. You just pat him on the rear end. So they'll make their adjustments. But I think they've been through enough. They understand some of this stuff has to happen.
You're right, because if it doesn't, all it takes is one guy to make a mistake, and the thing could spread, and that wouldn't be fun for.
Yeah, but I think they'll be tested every day.
I think every other day, that's the plan. Yep.
Yeah, maybe every other day. And then just, you know, on top of that, you don't need to shower with eight guys in the shower. Yeah, they might have a routine where some guys say, I'll sit back and wait. Yeah, I don't know. But those guys are adults. And Ricky Renteria and his staff, believe me, will be right on top of all of that stuff. But you got to let the guys breathe. They're athletes. You got to let them breathe. You got to let them be frustrated and stuff like that. So you can't put a lot of rules on them. You know what I'm saying? Nothing firm. Just everybody, that's the clubhouse, will figure out itself. The 26 guys, I think, in the clubhouse will really monitor each other. They understand the consequences. And you'd be surprised of hearing of a whole lot of episodes around baseball where somebody got COVID-19. I think players are that smart.
Bill, always a pleasure talking baseball with you. Thank you very much for jumping on board. Be safe, my
friend. I wish I could talk about something. Haven't seen a game. I haven't seen a player. I haven't read anything. It's all the same. So I think we're all going to educate ourselves when it starts.
Yes. Less than a month to go.
Yeah, but the voice from the players will pretty much tell you what their situations are rather than me just kind of guessing and pointing out what I think some of them will be. They will let you know.
Very good point. Bill, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.
Bill Melton talking White Sox with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.